Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hi, this is JB with Grudge Inc. Lock it in. Who's online right now? Let's get it in. Who's online? What's going on?
Y'all get ready.
Yeah.
HTI Automotive Back to School Labor Day Weekend Jam at Dallas Raceway. We got grudge races. We got three index classes, 7-0, 8-0, and a 9-0 index class. 16 car and bike minimum.
Yeah.
We got a motorcycle street ET. First place $1,000 and truck. Second place $200.
Yeah.
Semis $50. $50 entry fee. Also, the heavy hitters of Texas is sponsoring the ProMod bike shootout. $100 entry. Trophy to winner. 100% payout. Check this out. Free school supplies. You heard me?
We need free school supplies.
Yeah. $20 admission. And if you bring school supplies, $5 off.
Yeah.
Kids 12 and under free.
Free.
Vets free with military ID. Gates open at noon until. Check cards $10.
Yeah.
Free parking.
Free parking.
See you Saturday, August 31st at Dallas Raceway in Crandall, Texas. It's your boy Chuck G.
Yeah.
I got my cowboy boots because it's going to be some kicking in Texas.
Brought to you by HTI Automotive.
All right, is anybody logged in? Who's online right now?
Hello?
Monster Jones, what's going on?
What's happening, man?
I don't know. You tell me what's going on. What's going on tonight?
I just called in there on the show and had me on hold, I guess.
They got you on hold?
Yeah, it's doing something. It's just real quiet. I'm on
okay,
the other line
right
with it. I can't hear anything,
right,
just you.
Okay, what about right now?
Hold on a second. I'm on the other one. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
How you doing? Hang up that other one then. I'm good.
All right, let's see.
How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I heard, Realtree is going to run Tony tonight. Monster Jones, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you hear what I was saying?
No. What did you say?
Realtree and Tony Bynes locked in tonight.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, head up. Who you rolling with?
I'm going to have to ride with Tony.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying. They're going to ride with Tony tonight, but the boy at Safe Realtree said he got it going.
I hear that. Well, congratulations on your show.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. You know we're going to keep it going on.
Good.
Yeah, I see we got some new guests in here today. We see we got Smooth Criminal.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
I'm good, man. Just listening to the show, see what's going on, trying to see who's going to kick ass over there at the spot. Y'all like Tony. I kind of like Realtree, man. He got the faster car. You know?
Man, hey, man. You feeling like I'm feeling. I had somebody call me today from Georgia and say they got 1,000 on Realtree.
That's popping. I mean, right there. I think Realtree, you know, from what I hear, you know, he's making moves down there like Donnie. And Tony, you know, he came up to Chicago and got beat by two turbo cars. So, you know, I don't know. You know, Tony good.
Yeah, I think.
But, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard Tony. I saw Tony ran up on Turbo GT. The boys talking like Turbo GT, right? Tough down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the second time Tony came down here and got beat by two turbo cars. So, you know. And, you know, the thing is, those guys won't get a chance to travel. So, you know, when he come up there, that's why it's such a big deal. You know, Tony carry a lot of weight up here. You know, they like to see him. But they also love Chicago, too, so it don't matter who it is.
I hear you, man. I hear you. So, hey, where you going this weekend?
Well, I don't know, man. I just came in off the road, and I'm trying to get some things ready. I've been trying to get my car ready, but I've been held up by some dude up in California with my cam and my manifold. So all I can do right now is just try to get my car a little bit ready. Hopefully I can get those two things back and get some running in, because I'm really trying to get in this game, man. For a year I've been held up by one or two things. So next year for sure we got a four-door booth that we want to put in play, and we got a Deuce Chevy Nova that we want to put in play too. So I'm trying to
four-door booth. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yes, sir.
I just got off the phone with a guy, man, that's going to go to No Mercy this year. He's got a Dart. They just put a 641-inch wedge motor in. They said they're going to try to make some noise in that X275 no time class.
Dang. Yeah, well, we got a big block. We had a small block in the car, and we had the wrong tuner, man, and put the wrong pill in the car, and we blew the motor, so... You know, I'm just trying to get back into the game. It's been about 2 years, so I've been trying to make some noise for a year. And, you know, it's just them small things trying to hold me up. I'm trying to get down there because my mama moved down to Virginia, so I didn't know whether I was going to stay up in Chicago or have to move down there. But we definitely want to try to get down there to check out Monster and all the boys up there, you know, see what's going on down there in the VA.
Yeah, man, I was trying, man. I'm going to tell you, man, if money was a little bit better, man, I was going to try to get out there because, man, I've been hearing a lot about this race Slouch doing on the 31st.
Well, I definitely going to try to be out to that one. Slouch, he'd be jamming. You know, I like to see where he'd be getting down.
Yeah, because some of my boys wanted to come up and do the 29s, and there's something else going on in South Carolina the same day, so... You know, if you from Virginia, it's almost, you like, man, I can travel to South Carolina quicker than I can travel to Michigan. So, man, they going to stay closer. But from what I hear, Slouch already got some heavy hitters.
Well, yeah, and one thing about, listen, Michigan, Milan is it's either Milan or 131, whichever one they going to have it at, both of them tracks are top dog tracks. You know, both of them tracks are top dog tracks. So you showing up, you come up here, it's going to be some nice hitters up here. But you're right, South Carolina, you know, they always got some stuff going on, though. You're talking about the House of Hook, right?
Yeah, that's what they said. They said the House of Hook got something going on the 31st. And then, like I said, I've been trying to get some people. Man, I met a guy today, talked to a guy. You ever heard of Ricky Smith?
I heard of Ricky Smith.
Yeah, he said he's trying to get deep into that grud game. Said he got a small block on the 28th nitrous. Said he'll sit door to door with any 28 small block on nitrous around.
Hey, do y'all up there in Virginia, do most of your 28s run 29s or 31s or the care? Because I know up here in the Shy, and a lot of times up in Michigan, too, in the Midwest, we don't really, you know, we don't really care what you got on. Because if we think we can get you, we're going to try it.
That's a good question, and that's a good. A couple weeks ago, I tried to do something, and the thing is, everybody in this area doesn't want to. They want to say, "Hey, okay, if you're on 28, we'll do it." But the way they do it here is they feel like they, you know, say if a guy has a back half car on 31. They say, well, hey, if he slap a set of 28s on there, he got, hey, we got the same kind of chance he got. He might not be able to hook that 28. So, hey, let's go ahead and make it move. But the thing is, we tried to do something with the 28s and the 29s, but a lot of people were backing out, and the 275s wanted to do something with the 28s. But the 29, everybody was saying, well, the 29s do something with the 315. So that's we try. We got something in place. I'm trying to work with you ever been to Outer Banks?
No.
Yeah, but Outer Banks is a guy named Brock that do a lot of stuff down there. We want to get down there and do a 28 versus 275 and a 29 versus 315, which would, that would be, you know, that's what everybody's wanting to do now anyway.
Right. Well, that'll be a good deal. Because, see, I look at it like this. I think when I see the South, like I've been to South, I've been to the House of Hook twice. I've been down Valdosta twice. And, they get down. But I think what I see in the South is you get a car 28 that beat a car 29 or beat a back half car, ain't nobody going to want to mess with you. I know everybody's trying to make some money. But, to me, that's just scary because, you know, you got a lot of back half cars. They might look fast when they go down there by themselves, but you know it don't matter. You know, if your car hook, it hook. And a lot of 31s don't hook, a lot of 28s don't hook. You know, so to me the chance is just the same. The motor size is the same. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't matter. Hell, you got some small blocks out here running big blocks.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, man. I don't know if you know any of the Jersey Boys.
No, I heard Monster talk about him, though. You know, I listened to his show,
Listen to what Monster's saying, because I'm going to tell you, they got a kid out there calling Young Stang, got the Showtime Coupe, and from what he told me, any small block around can get it, as long as you almost.
What's going on? I heard my name. I was on mute because my daughter is going crazy in the background. What happened?
Hey, Monster Jones, tell him. Young Stang is like that.
We got two high rides. It don't matter. They got two of them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And see, hey, Smooth Criminal, I want to ask you.
Right.
How good of a race do you think, because Mark been even texting me, how good of a race do you think him out will see? I think y'all got an all-motor car down Detroit, Chicago area. They call it a Batmobile.
They do got one down there, yeah.
From what I'm hearing, these two cars want to lock it in. But the thing is, I mean, you know, how much do you know about the Batmobile? Is this a conventional-headed small block, or is this, you know,
well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've seen the car. I've seen the car from Milan. I don't know if it's conventional head or not. I'm gonna be honest with you because you know a lot of my time is just driving over the road. So, you know, between last year and this year, I haven't really had a chance to get to none of the tracks except on special occasions. So the Batmobile, I'm familiar with the car. I've seen the car, you know, once or twice a year ago, but. But yeah, I don't, I haven't seen the other car from Jersey, so I can't say, you know, how they both going to run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you see both of them, you know, you can't make that decision.
Bad. Smooth Criminal, both of them bad to the bone. I'm telling you.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that race will matter to whoever let the trans bait go first, because they both bad. I ain't joking,
right,
man.
So, Are they coming close to making a move? Are they coming close to locking it in?
See,
I think they're looking for a neutral place.
And see, the thing is, Mark and them wanted to come the 31st, but, you know, I talked to Slouch, and I mean, you know, with 2 weeks' notice, they didn't really get a heads up on it. So the thing is, they were like, well, man, money, man, we would have done it if we would have had a month, you know, to go. But the thing is, I'm going to tell you right now, the thing is, Young Sting came to Monster, the show we did at Maryland. Now, let me tell you what he did. He came there.
Okay, Larry T, man, you're going to get me fired. You can't forget, that's custom cheese. That's custom cheese,
well,
man. You're going to get me fired.
He came to a custom tea event and with an all-motor car now, and a guy came over with a big block on some guns, and he said, look, I'll tell you what you do. You give me the brake and the back tire, and you'll never see it. And when I tell you this race was crazy, the other car left first, and, you know, left first, and when that Showtime car moved, it was damn near door-to-door.
Ooh. Yeah, see, that was just something to say. Was that the same time that Monster, that Donnie was out there?
Yes.
Monster, I got to ask you a question, because I listen to some of the other radio shows, right? And the past week, you know, Donnie's name come up, and that other car, Cold Killer?
Yeah.
Came up. Okay, so nobody really knows the real reason why they didn't get down. Do you know the reason why they didn't race?
I was told that neither one wants to beat either one because they won't get any more races.
And Monster just said it the best. When they both were asked that question, they said straight up, if one of them knocks off the other one, they don't feel like they'll get a race.
Yeah.
Okay. Are y'all familiar with Willie Dog, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very familiar, Willie.
All right. Well, Willie Dog had a show. I think it was Tuesday, and on that show they had all the top dogs, basically, and he ranked all the cars, the boys that are supposed to be, you know, tough, and you know they put both of them on there, but neither one of them two dogs, you know, was at the top of the line. You know, they didn't put them at the top of the line as to which dog, you know, which one was supposed to be the best, what have you. So now you got a lot of these boys. You got Witt and some more boys from Tennessee 901 boys and stuff like that. And, you know, they putting themselves in the mix of saying that they faster than them two. Now, the other day they were saying that the brother that's racing today, that's racing against Tony, by him having a faster car, they put him as number one. So I don't
You must be talking about Real Tree.
Yeah. Yeah, Real Tree. I don't see how even they raced each other, being that they wasn't even ranked in the top five, how they wouldn't get no more races.
That particular day. And see, the whole thing about it is now, just so we get this cleared up now, I put five cars on the ground that could run with them, and they would not run them because they said the two boys built a second car, but the first car that they built says they ran class with it. They built grudge cars, and the deal was they wouldn't run them because they said that they had class raced the other car. I put five different cars there because I wanted to get that cleared up that the people here will run them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And everybody went south on me when those cars, he made a shakedown, one of them, and they know that those cars are similar. And once he made the shakedown, we couldn't get anybody to budge on it. You hear me?
I hear you. But you know what that is? I'll go ahead.
And this is crazy too. Monster know my boy Kenny. We was all there, and you know we got a conventional headed Mustang, big block, on one system, and on 28. So we said, you know what? The man that came all the way down here, nobody else going to even try to make a move. So let's see what's going on. We went over there, and, you know, I mean, this is a 3,100-pound Mustang, And we like, well, look, we probably don't have a chance, but let's see what we can do. So we went over there, and Tootin was over there. We said, look, I tell you what, we got a conventional headed one system on 28th. If you just let us move, you got action. And then they said, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. We can't sit there. That car runs. I said, right. Well, all right, well, look, we got to do, I mean, you done came all this way. Let's make something happen. So we even said, that we'll do this. Give us the back tire, and you got to clear us. And they looked at us like, we can't do that. We can't do that. So like Monster said, and Monster is correct, a guy went right over there to him and said, look, we got our car here tonight on 29s. We want to run head up. We don't want the back tire. We don't want the brake. We want head up action. And like he sat there and said, he said, no. He said, you have a class car. He said, I can't run a class car. So that's why that did not, I mean, it didn't pop off. Now,
wow.
I'm going to tell you, Monster had a race that took place that was nasty. And when I tell you about this thing, you know Coop Performance.
Right, yeah.
When I tell you that the Kryptonite S10 put some space on Coop Performance, the Kryptonite S10 put some space on Coop Performance.
Ooh-wee.
Monster, can you chime in on that one, Monster?
Oh,
hey,
yeah. They brought them up. Can you hear me?
Both
runs. They went on that, but they said something was wrong with that car because he broke the tires loose on the first run, and we switched lanes. And like I told him, when you race at Maryland, you can take either lane. You going down, you know. So a couple guys, I think, just misread that tire pressures because we had the cars with similar tires carrying them out 200-300 feet in the air. They were hanging the front wheels out. So, I would explain to a guy to go back and get a good burnout and then get a nice 60-foot to see where you're at because it was, I tell you what, that Kryptonite truck, he surprised a lot of people that night. You hear me?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes.
And you know what? The thing about him is he came back to the trailer. After the first one, yeah, I will say, the Coop Performance car knocked the tire off. I will say it did. It knocked the car off when it went on the system. But the thing is, he came back over there and said, look, I want the same race. That one I knocked the tire off. Derek didn't say, no. He said, let's go. I'll give you a chance to get that money back. And the second race, I got to be straightforward. When I say he didn't knock no tire off, that Kryptonite truck was out front.
Wow.
So, and one thing I can say about this boy, the boy's not scared of me. He's not scared to run.
See, that's why I tell you, I got to get back in there. Every time I see something like that, every time I hear something like that, knowing where that's where I used to be, I got to get back home, man. It kills me to be driving in the truck and listening to people on the radio, knowing that I can be in the same mix, you know, when I get a chance to be home or be able to get out.
Let me say something to you, man. I've been learning from people such as Monster, been learning from a lot of people. And just to be on the phone with you is big, but the thing is, I hope when you come back out, you come out strong.
Oh, without a doubt, that's the whole purpose. You know, like I said, I got two cars, and I kind of put myself in a position to, you know, I bought this. You know how sometimes you see something that's a good deal, and you just go ahead and get it, even though you know somewhere down the line right now you can't just get it done. So I bought a 62 Chevy Nova, and that thing there, you know, that's the year I was born. So I had to get a car the year I was born. So when that baby come out, that baby there is going to be the pride and joy. The Malibu, it's going to be able to run with some people for sure. But the deuce is going to be where we really come out from. So I believe you. When I come back, Monster, I got family down in Virginia, so for sure, I'm coming down there.
Ain't no problem. Larry T, you have an open door for you.
I know, baby. I know. I just can't wait. Because just talking to some of you guys on the phone, and listening to some brothers, you know, it's real. It's a blessing. Because just to hear the excitement in other people's voices, to hear the way you can learn people coming back into drag racing, that's what we need. You know, that's exactly what we need. And when you had that show, you know, like right now, it seems like everybody wants to step. The boys are down south, and the boys up north, because they racing the most. Now, when Monster was, you know, when you had your show and I was listening to you, when you talk about the boys in New Jersey, you talk about the boys in New York, you talked about the boys in Maryland, Washington, D.C., man, what I was hearing is the same old school stuff that we was doing 4 or 5 years ago, 6, 7 years ago, how brothers was racing like that. You know, it didn't matter. You know, what you had, you got 28 cars, you got 29, I think I can get you, let's get down. But when you hear the boys talk down south, and you hear them talking up north now, they kind of got some of that day, you know, they put the stipulation. So I just wish that when we get one good race, all these boys that are supposed to be the big boys, they need to be in one spot. And you can tell who's going to want to race and who ain't. Don't come down there if you got a broke car. And don't get on the radio if you got a broke car saying you woulda, coulda, did this. You should have been down there. And that's what we need. So,
you're right. That's the whole thing. It's going back to the old ways of doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you include everybody. If you can't match that car, move over to one that's similar to you. Don't waste your time trying to talk a man down knowing that you can't put anything near the door with him. I mean, don't be a fool, you know?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I think some of them, they didn't got this YouTube sensation. The YouTube sensation, man. And I'd be like, come on, man. Y'all okay, man. Y'all not real stars yet, because y'all not doing nothing. Well, okay, put your car on YouTube, and then you can talk a bunch of mess, but I don't see you run nobody. Yeah, so that's how I say. I plan on coming down to Maryland, man. I'm planning on either probably parking one of them cars down there, so when I do get a chance to come down there, I can have some fun.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the key.
That's it. Enjoy yourself and enjoy what goes on, you know?
Yeah, hey, Monster, the other brother I'm talking to, I didn't get a chance to get his name. Is this your first show? Because I know, Monster, you said, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, you was letting go a little bit, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not my show. It's Tricky Rick's show. But what happened with me is I've been with Custom Tees since he got started. Well,
right.
And I'm stepping away for a while. And just to do some things with my family and different stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that. So the brother we talking to now is Tricky Ricky.
No, this is the new gentleman. This is JV.
This is who?
JV.
I got JV. I got my grandkids here, man. They ain't seen me in a week. They go crazy. You said JV, right?
Yeah, JV.
Okay. Good talk to you, brother. I'm gonna be regular on your show, man, for sure. You know, I'm going to tune in just to show my support.
Yeah, man. But when you come down, Larry T will be, he's still got everything under control. He's moving the right people in place to handle the things I was doing. So you won't see no hiccups whatsoever.
Right. Well, hey, I'm not planning on seeing none. Because I like that Maryland show, and I like the way them boys talk down there. And the way they race when you guys get on there. So I'm looking forward to hearing some real action from JV and stuff like that too, like I did with you, Monster.
Are they
finally
here, Papa?
Yeah, Monster call dropped for a minute. I see we got some other people on here too. What's up, Kevin?
What's happening, man? Where Trick at?
Huh?
Where Tricky Ricky at?
Man, Tricky Ricky hit me up about 2 weeks ago, and, man, you know, he got to do that thing with his family, man. I mean, you know, he was like, he straight up called me. He was like, man,
you know, got to spend the time with the son. Got to, you know, I got stuff to do. He was like, right now I got to take a, you know, he said he had to take a step back and, you know, get back to what he got to do first, and then he'll get back, you know, he'll get back out there.
Okay. Yeah, he ain't coming. He called me the other day. He ain't saying anything about that. But no,
I
was talking about that, about Don Yenum racing class cars. They're not going to run them class cars. So y'all can forget that. Because these guys, they make a living on those cars. And the reason why they are running class cars posted the number. They're not going to do it.
That's true. You're right. Cause, I mean,
they're not going to do it. So you can't call a class car to run a garage car because they feel like when a class car goes back and says, okay, just because he was 5-0 and, you know, Donnie was 4-2, he goes, oh, I know what Donnie is now. So they're not going to run it. You know what I'm saying? And people know in the past, you know, that's like somebody showing their number and they're going to run Donnie. Tony Bynum, but that ain't going to happen. The only one ever had money that made no money on program chart and QB. I don't remember why.
Hey, I tell you a race I wanna see ran back. I wanna see Big Johnny A go back at Big Low.
Hey, Big Low's a class racer.
Huh?
Big Low's a class racer.
Well, Big Low?
Yeah, Big Low's a class racer.
Big Low's a
grudge
racer.
How much you want that? Make sure you're in Georgia, September the 26th at Valdosta. Radio versus the world, and you will see Big Low running his mallet, whatever the hell his T-body is, in radio.
Hey, but hold on. There's a whole lot of people going to be doing that because they got the no time set.
You said Big Low's class.
Yes, sir.
I have to call
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Hello.
Hello.
Guys, whoever has your phone on speaker, take your phone off the speaker. It's causing an echo. Take your phone off the speaker.
Yeah, we got a little bit of an echo there, fellas. Hey, but I talked to Donald, and the race that's going down at No Mercy, they do got some grudge cars that's going to be there, but the thing is, they got a no-time session for them.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't call it really a class because they just, you know, the thing that Donald talked to me about is that he's not trying to just, you know, show love to the class cars. He know people, hey, people out here everywhere like to run no time. And the thing is,
right,
he's trying to show love to not only the class cars, but to the grudge cars too. Because, man, I know somebody right now, and by the name of Ron Story, they got the car, Lil Boosted, and that's a grudge car.
Is anybody locked in or talking about going to Georgia?
What'd you say?
I said, is anybody talking about going to Georgia for the no-time race?
From what I hear, they got Donald's got Set on Kill, Lil Boosie's gonna be there. Big Low's gonna run in that no-time session. I want to say Turbo GT is talking about running in that. It's a lot of grudge cars running in no time.
It should be a good show.
Oh yeah. I think it's gonna be a real good one because, I mean, you know, the thing I'm liking about it is, don't get me wrong, you know, No Mercy is one of the biggest shows of the year. But the thing is, like you say, a lot of people don't come because they don't show love to no time cars. But here, Donald then stepped out of the box and said, look, I'm going to show love to the no time cars. And, you know, he done already put in a thing for them, and I think that's going to go over good. Y'all still there?
Muted.
Hello? Hello? Now they trying to find somebody going to take their phone. Somebody going to take their phone off speaker and they keep talking and send them back echo.
Somebody got there.
It ain't the smooth criminal,
that's for sure. No, smooth criminal. I've been talking to him for a while now. I know he ain't on no. But the thing I gotta say is, you know, as far as Big Low go, Big Low's not a class car. I gotta show love to him, man.
I'm sure he's not a class car. I'm trying to tell you what they're talking about. He's running class. He runs shootouts.
Yeah, see, that's different. See, I got a friend right now that if there's a 28-inch tire shootout and he can get in it and there's no time, he going to get in it because that's the
right.
I mean, everybody trying to make money. I mean, everybody trying to make money. So the thing is if you take a no-time car and you say, oh, man, you know, I got a chance to knock on some money right now, I'm going to get at that money. I mean, that's just
exactly.
And that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you want to know what? If I had the right now, you know, money tight and everything, but I'm going to tell you, I want to go to No Mercy just to see that No Time Grudge session because I'm going to tell you right now, even though No Times are posted, that's going to be some action.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's
awesome. I mean, it's that one of the best tracks around from what I hear about Valdosta, the hook on wet pavement.
You gonna hear it, Valdosta? It's a real nice track. It's a real nice track, Valdosta.
Yeah. So I mean, the thing is, you know, I'm loving the fact that if I can get to go to No Mercy, I'm gonna get to see sometimes the class cars, and then I'm gonna get to see them boys that, you know, want to show out and make that money, and, you know, they, you know, No Time is posted. But, see, the thing about it is you show love to both sides because, I mean, if a guy come there and be like, look, man, I'm trying to bet on the side, that No Time session will be perfect.
You still there, criminal? I don't know, it's a scale. I don't know if he's still there or not. I'm still here. I heard you. Okay, when they call you on there, hey, give me a heads up, how's the Malibu gonna come out? Why is it sitting? It's stock suspension. Ain't many tubs, ain't done nothing. It's stock suspension, Malibu stock suspension photo. You know, all the only difference is people be tripping because I got two seats. I ain't got no back seat. But I got a front seat.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. I don't understand why people giving you a hard time. The fact is, if it's a photo, it's already heavy. I mean, I don't care if it's got a back seat or not. A photo car is heavy.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, the fact is, I mean...
It's heavier when you got a big block. I got a big block. I'm sitting at 3,400 pounds with me sitting in it.
Oh yeah, you got a chest. Yeah, you got a flag there.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, I'm just waiting. I mean, look, we ran good numbers with the small block. It was a nice trick car. You know, but I figured we're gonna go to a big block. You know, because. I just want to see how the car runs. The car was supposed to be set up for a big block, but we put a small block in it. So now we got us a nice big block. It ain't that big, but it's big enough to do some work, have some fun with it. Somebody in my class, I know that.
I hear that. Hey, let me ask you this, because I know a young boy. He's 21, just turned 21, and he's looking for some action. He's been to a couple shootouts, a couple in the cut, and the thing is, he got a full interior Malibu, stock suspension, 275, small block, nice. But see, he went up to Dunn Benson a couple weeks ago, and you know Nephew with the Malibu?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think I know nephew with Malibu. What color is the blue?
Nephew's Malibu is orange or red. It's like an orange or red color.
I don't know. I'll look for it. Is it on YouTube?
It should be on YouTube, because, man, I'm telling you, the young boy from Virginia, I'm going to tell you, he's trying to make his a name for himself, and I respect him, because the man got a full interior Malibu, stock suspension, on 28, or he'd go either way, 28-275, small block, and I mean, went up there, and he was the underdog. Everybody looking like, man, young boy ain't going to come up here and knock nephew off with his Malibu. And when I tell you the Gap Band was in the place, the Gap Band was in the place.
Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna have no problem. He fit like me. That's the kind of action I'm looking for. That's the kind of action I'm looking for. I'll be more than happy to come up there and give that young brother a try.
I'm gonna have to get him to call in one night.
Yeah, he gotta call in. We can't do nothing. We won't be able to do nothing till March for sure. You know, we won't be able to do nothing till March. I mean, I'm looking at really because it's a big box putting in there. I gotta put a motor plate in the car. So, but other than that, it ain't the nicest car, but it's supposed to run real good. So. We're going to be able to do some testing, and we go from there.
Yeah, man.
I ain't gonna have a problem with that. You know what? In reality, that photo, that dog, that Willie dog got that gray. I think he had gray colors on his or whatever. I was really fascinated about that. And I really wanted some of that action than anything. But I don't know what dog's doing with that brother anymore, because I know that wasn't his car, so, but he said he got it on hand, but yeah, I really was looking for some of that action there. That would be some fun action, and I really want to knock off a little flip.
Hey, I tell you what I saw. Did you go to World Grudge Nationals at Robin Hood?
No, I didn't get a chance to go to that. We was out in California when that was going on. Well, I didn't get a chance to do that.
Man, I'm going to tell you, they had a photo Caprice. I know you'd have probably seen it. Photo Caprice Primer. Big block. And when I tell you she get the moving. And that, you want to know what? The thing that, when you talking about your car, I'm kind of like, well, darn, you and him probably, I think it's a big block Caprice photo on 28.
But see, it ain't going to matter to me, because he ain't afraid to run a 29, because I ran 28 with the small block. And I just got a fascination. I want to put on the 29, but I haven't heard so much. I just want to see the difference in putting on the 29 and 28. So next year, I'll be on 29, but I'm going to have a set of 28s too, because, you know, I think the car going to be fast enough to where, you know, some people are going to be stiffing. Oh, you on 29, you on 28. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to accommodate both classes on GT. We won't quit all this, oh, you got 29, 28. We're going to have a set in the trailer. Might look just good for us. Might be just what I want.
I hear that. I see. Is Big George in the house tonight?
Yeah, Big George here.
Oh Lord, Big George. Hey, Smooth Criminal, you know Big George?
I don't know Big George. I might know when I see him.
Big George is one of them guys. He one of them guys from Capital area. But I'm gonna tell you, Big George ain't scared to run anybody. It's Big George.
Oh no, not nobody.
Big G, what you sitting on, baby? What you sitting on? What you got?
Right now, I'm sitting on 28 on Mustang, but I ain't to the fullest. But I ain't gonna make no excuses. I still run to my fullest right now. I'm all stopped, but it's a Mustang. I ain't got enough on it that I should have, but I mean, I mean, as long as I feel comfortable and I'm racing, it doesn't really make a difference. Big block, small block, yeah.
That's what it's about, man.
Yeah.
And as long as you feel comfortable, because you're the one that's got to go down there, and I don't want to put nobody, I don't want to think just because I got you, you're going to do something silly and get you hurt.
No, I'll never do nothing silly.
Only silly thing I do is just run anybody and everybody. It don't see. First of all, I don't already accept it. I can't beat everybody. And sometimes right. You can't beat nobody. But I can accept it any way it comes. I mean, I've been racing a long time, and it's really not that serious. But I can't bet what I can't get, I won't get. But as far as racing, I will race anybody and everybody. I don't make no excuses. I try to get what I can get. If I don't get it, if I feel I still can outdrive. I believe on driving area. I don't believe in actually car do it.
I believe I can take a man out of the square. So,
right.
You can have the fastest car, but the fastest car don't always win.
Don't always win. Hey, I can give you a prime example, right? Listen, prime example. When I first got that small block, there was another boy up here in the shot with a small block, and we sit the same. You know, he had a cage in the car at the time. I didn't have a cage in the car, and I just knew I could get him. Because, no excuses, I thought I could get him. I thought I was enough where we can do it. And you beat my butt twice. He beat my butt twice.
But
when we got the car ready and ready to go, that next year, he didn't want to have nothing to do with the car. He wanted to stand on that wind, you know. And I was like, I'm cool with that, you know. Don't worry about it. I'll catch you another trip. We got the boo and we got the deuce. When I catch you up at the track, it's going to be a done deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm a firm believer, like you're saying, but everybody don't shine every year. Everybody get their turn to shine. I mean, they shine, whether they're fast, whether they're pretty. But we are one thing. We are all entertainers in this world. You can't miss evil, whether it's crashing. All of us is racing. But, you know, we are all entertainers. So once you can keep it in that respect and enjoy what you put together and accept what you put together, the racing part is easy.
That's it. The racing part is the fun part.
Yeah, right. That's the reward. So, I've been like that a long time, haven't won a lot, haven't lost a lot. But what I have done the only thing I got right now, and what my name is spelled, because Big George will run anybody. So, I mean, I'm satisfied with that. I'm done. I'm happy with that.
Yo, should I get a run?
Lord, I know I just heard. I knew stuff was about to get stirred up.
George, can I get a run? I would like to
take a chance
better than anybody with.
I will be up Capitol tomorrow with the car.
Say what?
I will be up Capitol with the car tomorrow.
Tomorrow this weekend. How's that? When you gonna come down there tomorrow?
Well, I'm giving a race. I got a 5-car a field. I'm trying something different. I was able to get a spot on quartermaster races, but I got a race with it, so it's a 5-car. I mean, anybody can get in it. I'm going to pick 5 cars, and what we do is I'm not going to allow nobody to go all the way through the quarter. What you're going to do is hit a 60-foot. Whoever got the best 60-foot get a bye run. Then you take out a hat and pick 2 cars, the last 2 cars run each other. Then the third round, the 2 cars pick out a hat. If one gets so two people get 2 by runs. It's a 5-car field. I think it's going to be kind of interesting. I'm giving it a quartermaster's race, so I'm going to try a different style of racing where nobody can argue about, he's faster than me, I'm faster than him. So I'm trying something different the first. So it's going to be real interesting.
That's suspension race. Anybody on here, y'all heard that? Hey, George, when is that, George?
It's going to be the first at quartermaster's race.
Okay, if anybody on here, like you said, 28 stock suspension at Capitol.
One hit and also one hit and nitrous. Small block.
But it's not enough.
I hear you.
Is it a no time race?
It's a no time race. It's actually a grudge race.
Okay, no time. Okay.
Only thing really good about it, I think, is fair. 2 people gonna get 2 by runs. It's actually 2 five runs where people are going to sit. It's a five-car field. But two cars are actually going to sit each section. So it's a gamble. It's a good gamble. And it's a good race. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it as fast as I can. You know, like I said, whoever want to get in, I'm going to pick the cars. You know, we'll get it from there. It's paying $500. You know what I'm saying? It's the best I can do. Like I said, I'm trying to start something. So, I mean, any small block, one hit of nice, just stop suspension. In a 28 or 29, long as it's no W, they can get in.
Okay.
So, I'm going to be at the gate. I'm going to be at the gate on the first at 10 o'clock. I'm going to pick the five cars. They'll get in. You'll get in, and the first race is at 1. The second race at 3, and the actual last race, the third race, is right before they close. So
wow.
Everybody, it's not going to be, it's going to be to my discretion who I pick. I can't say what everybody run. I'm not going to pick ones that's going to put fingers in it. The ones I pick, I feel going to accept the race. It's not going to be no blown out whether I'm trying to make it as even as I can. That's all I can do.
What's the buy-in?
Huh?
What's the buy-in?
Y'all can put on top of it, but it's a $500 payout.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It's three rounds, but two people will actually get to sit twice. It's a good gamble.
Right. It's a gamble.
It's not going to cost you nothing to get in, and you get a chance to win $500.
That's good. That's good money.
I'm going to be trying this every Friday after. I'm going to see how it really goes. How many people want to get in. It's going to be, I'm going to use different people, tennis top people. You know, I'm trying to make more for y'all for the bigger cars. But right now I'm starting out, I'm trying the best I can right now to keep the girls racing going.
That's always what we need anyway.
Exactly.
Right. That's all I'm trying.
Because
like
I think that's all the other guys be trying to get in, too. I mean, we listen to radio shows, and people be so high up on those guys that they know off the tube and stuff like that, that I think sometimes they forget that there's other brothers out there trying to have some glory, too.
Right. Well, everybody gets a chance to get glory. Everybody should have a chance in it from a 16-0 car to a 17 car. It don't make no difference with everybody. If they can accept that they are entertainers, and that's what you're down there for, because you're not down there. You can't build no housing with these cars. You're actually building up yourself. You're not building up nothing but yourself. Either that's the way you're going to roll, and that's the way people want to accept you. Either you're a racer or you're not.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. That's trying to bring it back.
Is that Kenny Beecham or the Horseman I see on here tonight?
Is that them on tonight?
I think I see Kenny Beecham from the Horseman on here tonight. Is he on here tonight?
I don't know the problem is, but man, him got a due date too. I mean, man, him gonna do it again. He won one and I won one, so I got a date with Destiny with him too.
Okay, so Kenny Beecham from the Horseman gotta get it back, huh? Because you already got one in on it.
He got one in, and I got one in. So we got a tie, we got a break, so. We were supposed to do it online. We most likely going to do it online. But I don't think right now Kenny Beecham are focusing on the Chevelle, but whenever he do get it ready, he has a race with me.
I hear that. Another one.
I don't like Kenny Beecham, but I like his style. Kenny Beecham a creep.
Oh no!
I know he on that list. He a creep. He know why I'm saying he a creep too.
I don't know what's going on with the Virginia boys tonight. Ain't nobody calling in or nothing. I don't know. Big George got the boys scared, I guess.
No, I ain't got them. Kenny Beecham, he ain't never showed me no fear. He just. Right now, he a gun high. He a high gunman. So, I mean, he on his own. I can't take no from him. He's a good competitor. But he's still
George,
a creep, though.
Hey, George, I think somebody might have just answered your call, George.
Yeah, well, I'm always here. I'm standing right on here.
Hey, George. George.
Yeah.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, bro. Hey, Kenny.
George.
Yeah.
Somebody must be on speakerphone.
George.
Go ahead. Somebody got that?
Yeah, somebody on speakerphone.
Some things on speak.
Hello?
All right.
Hello. We got everybody?
Yeah,
who is
that?
I'm here. Okay, here. Kenny, you got something going on over there?
Caller 1541, you have too much background noise. Either get your phone off the speaker or roll your window up. You got too much background noise.
All right. Hey, Kenny Beatham, are you back?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Hello.
George.
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, I heard y'all talking about me. I'm listening to the show on mute. And I forgot to push the one button. I was working on my car. And I hear y'all talking about me.
What is all that number?
From what I hear, Kenny, the man called you, said you're a jerk, man.
Said I'm a jerk. What do you say I'm a jerk for? George, I'm gonna let you get that race back, George. I just wanna know what car you want me to bring up back. I got another car now. I got another car. We got a new car in the horseman camp. Little stock suspension Mustang. Can I come up there with a Mustang?
Of course you can.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the Chevelle back on the street and ride around the car shows and shit like that.
But see, that's what I just told you. You was a creep. I want to get back at that Chevelle.
You can get that. Look, you can get that.
Hey, but Kenny, you go ahead and put your Chevelle back together and put it on the street. I accept that. The only thing I want out of you, and you know how I want race. I gave you your race, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now I want my race. Right off the trailer, no shakedown. I don't care what you come with. You know how I go.
That's not going to be a problem.
Okay, well, as long as you can do that, you come anytime you want. I'd rather do it on Larry T race because we that's what we accumulated for. So as long as you say, I don't care what you come with. I mean, I got a Mustang. But, I mean, if you got callovers and all that.
It's just a little stock suspension Mustang.
Well,
on 28th, I'm coming on 28th.
Okay, as long as you run it right off the trailer, no shakedown, you're about action. You know how I roll.
I know that. Look, Jay, as soon as I get my, I've been playing with the Camaro. I got some fish to fry on the Camaro on the 31st. I'm actually waiting on pistons, George. I ordered pistons about a month ago, and I still ain't got them. I'm looking for them any day now. As soon as the pistons come in, I ordered them a week after I pulled the motor apart, and I'm still waiting on pistons. So as soon as I get the pistons back, I'm going to either put it back in the Chevelle, or I'm going to put it in this Mustang I bought.
Okay, well, look, just not one more thing. Not make excuses, but I can't go at a car that got two systems. Two systems. I'm on one system.
Now, George, I'm going to stay. Look, now when I come out, I'm going to have two systems. But I'm gonna just for you, I'm going to give you the Thursday night special. Just because I like you, I'm gonna cap one of the systems off. I'm going to cap one off. I'm going to run on one system off the trailer and whatever day you want to do it. Let me get the car running first. Because I can't talk no trash if the car ain't running. You know that.
Okay, yeah, I just told him. I'm saying I did say.
And we go one system versus one system, off the trailer.
Hey, Kenny.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kenny, I did call you a creep, but, I mean, you are a good racer. I mean, I'm not going to take anything from you, but you're still a creep. I'm going to get you for that, too. Hey, Kenny.
Yes, sir.
Ever since I met you, man, you always been a gentleman, but you still a fucking creep. I'm going to get you.
What are you being hard on me for, George? What you being hard on me for, George?
Kenny, you got the game so packed, man. I mean, you know, I'm telling you no lie, man. I got more recognition when I ran you the first time than I ever had in a long time. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're a good opponent. You can drive. I'm not gonna. You can tune. I mean, in all honesty, you proved something to me that I thought would never be done. I mean, when a man's car not working, and he's still determined. I mean, me and you agreed on you go and get your shakedown. I mean, because I said we was gonna race, and that's how I stand my word. But I mean, you actually proved to me it is a thing of shaking down and making a difference out of it. I mean, I was impressed. I mean, really. I mean, I tipped my hat to you. You took your car.
Yeah, and I tipped my hat to you because our agreement on the race was I get one shakedown and then we go in the lanes. You saw I had problems. You were a stand-up racer. You said, look, I don't want to win like that. I don't want to win like that. Go ahead and take a couple more shakedowns. When you're ready, you call me. And that's what you did. Stand up.
Yeah, I'm a man of my word. But, I mean, you really made a believer out of me. Because usually when people, I mean, when their cars don't work, they get disgusted. And after two or three tries, I mean, you know, but you really... But your car was hurt anyway. I mean, I knew that. But I mean,
yeah, the car
really,
had been hurt. I had no business running it. But I'll tell you one thing, George. I had just as much fun playing with that Chevelle in Maryland when you beat my ass when I blew the tires off. When you damn sure beat my ass. I got to give it to you. I mean, you beat my ass. But I had just as much fun with that Chevelle than I do with this big car I got. Because I've been running the big car a lot, and I've been neglecting the Chevelle. And that's probably why he was mad at me. She got mad at me because I put it in the garage for a year. I heard it, and then I put it in the year, and I said, well, the motor was under the Camaro. I said, well, shit, let's go jump in it and make a few more passes. I figured I had about 5 to 8 runs left in it before it was really going to be gone.
Hey.
And I had enough to let you get by me, and I got by you and had a little fun with it. So it was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, that was the best race. I mean, I caught you when I seen you couldn't get in, I dived in, and you came right on out and played. I mean, that was real racers. I mean, if you can have more races like that, I mean, it's going to keep it alive. And you know, it wasn't a blown-out race. You was coming. I mean, you was coming. I look at the tape almost every other day. So, I mean, you. But I was impressed with the second race we had. You actually... As soon as your car got it right to make it down through, and that was really, because you was under the gun that day. I mean, you was disgusted.
Man, Luke, I had all kinds of problems. I just wasn't working. It was all kinds of stuff.
Hey, look, Luke come to me, George, let him get another one. Dee come to me, let him get another one. So, I mean, it was actually, I thought I had you, though. I just knew. But then I messed around, and my car was. it played good. Wasn't nobody really mad. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They still want to see us. So, I mean, that's a class race that everybody want to see. So,
well, one thing about it, I'm gonna set it up as Mustang because I want to come hang out with y'all boys. You know, I need something that's a little more safe. I got a little more cage in it and stuff like that because. You know, I want to play with some of the boys. I'm gonna come up capital. I'm gonna play with y'all boys now. I'm coming. I just gotta take me a little longer than I thought. I had to. I was gonna put my Camaro up, and then we had a little discrepancy in the team, and a couple guys left the team, and now I gotta run them. So I got a few. I got a few races I gotta run with the big car. So.
Hey,
kid, little criminal.
Yeah.
Hey. You got a big problem in your team. I was just see y'all cover shots, man. I would like shit. But that's the way it go. I mean, men, as long as they can still disagree to agree, I mean, you know, that's the way life is, man. And it's nothing we have been dealing with a long time. So, I mean, you know, it's just y'all was enough to able to do it over the air. I mean, it was funny. It's still funny, you know. But I hope y'all get through whatever y'all got to get through. But. I mean, y'all really, the four horsemen really put us actual speech down in racing for this side of the world. So I hope y'all get through it because y'all was jive successful. But y'all was holding it down for a minute.
Well, we got some new guys. We brought Lewis on board. You know Lewis from Maryland. We got a Maryland boy on board. He got a back half. And then we got a back half, a guy named Sean. He is coming to the team. He's got a back half coming out. So we got like two back halves in my car, and Gene's car, and then I got my stock suspension car. So we got another good team. You know, I don't know. We will try to do what we did before with the other guys, you know, and them guys trying to go out here and do their own thing. Ain't anything wrong with that. Can't blame a man for trying to get up.
That's right, bro. You got a good man, Lewis, man. I'm going to tell you something, man. Met that guy a long time ago. That guy always been in my corner, even when I wasn't right.
Lewis is a good dude, man. Yeah.
Man, Lewis is like a brother. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He act like one, but that's my man. That's
so, look, we had to bring some Maryland. We didn't recruit some Maryland people for the Horseman camp. So, it might be a little bit of the DMV all together in one little group. See, we got a Maryland guy. We got a guy down Colonial Beach. And me and Gene up here in Richmond.
What's up, y'all still going
and
with
John, the John? We got John. John, he's down in Fredericksburg, Caroline area. So, we still got John. John was the originator. He's the original horseman, the one that come up with the name and everything. So we still got Big John in the camp, and we might going to do some nasty stuff in the back half of 2013. You might see us up on that award board, George. Maybe get some more of them field awards.
Well, I mean, y'all heck of a team. I mean, I watched Eugene and Lou down there when I ran you. So y'all know how to maneuver. Y'all well established.
Y'all be all right. I can't wait to bring this little Mustang out, man, because I had so much fun with that Chevelle playing with you and everybody. You know, just I'm going to have a little survey right now. You know, you go to any grudge race, all right, you can sit there, and even Bug can attest to this. In any grudge race you go to, what's the majority of cars do you see? You got your Pro Mods, you got your back ass, you got your chassis cars. When you go to a grudge fest, what is the most amount of cars that show up there?
Mustang.
Well, I mean, it's a small tire.
Right.
Whether
small
it be Mustangs, S10s, Novas, Chevelles, whatever. Right. The majority of them cars that come to a grudge race is going to be a small tire car. That's the new thing nowadays. And every grudge race we go to, I could be my car set up there all day long, can't get a race. But if you had a small tire car, you could probably get all the action you want and more.
Yeah, and more. Yeah.
And more action. There's plenty of everybody want to run you with a small tire car.
Yeah.
So I mean that's what I like to put the Camaro for a little while, and I had so much fun running you, George. So I want to keep it up.
Oh yeah. Well,
hey,
we gonna try to keep up.
Hey, Smooth Criminal, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Smooth Criminal.
I'm listening, man.
Hey, you know this guy talking right now on Kenny Beecham from the Horseman camp?
No, I don't know him, but
hey,
I done heard him before on Monsters.
This man is from what I hear, he's one of the most feared around there.
Yeah, I hear that, and I'm looking for some of that action to see how fearful he can be.
Oh,
you get tired of listening to stuff. You just gotta find out for yourself. You know, a bee won't sting you unless you know it stings. The only way you know it stings is to touch it, ain't it?
That's right. Who is this? This is Long Island Joe.
No, sir. This is the Smooth Criminal out the shot, Chicago.
Oh, I got you. It sounds like Long Island Joe on the phone.
Hey,
no.
Kenny.
Yeah.
This man got a photo Malibu, Kenny.
Four on my big block, small block.
Big block. We're putting the big block in it this year. For next year, we're going to have a big block in it. No nitrous on this.
Stock suspension.
Stock suspension, one carburetor, no nitrous.
Okay,
it'll
we can do that. Where you want to try to run it, the little Mustang I got or the Chevelle?
I don't think it's going to really matter. Which one is faster?
Well, you know a Mustang going to be faster. You ought to know that.
Hey, listen, I'm building something for that. I'm building something for that Mustang. I can't talk about that right now, but we for sure we're going to have the Malibu up and running, man. We just like you waiting on some pistons and stuff, I'm sitting here waiting on the manifold and the cam that I sent back out for somebody to be changed and stuff like that. So I guess I ain't the fastest man on the list. So when we get that back, hopefully we can do some testing down south and get familiar with some of them boys for next year.
Hey, we'd be glad to do that, man. That's what we love. We love to do some racing. We love it.
Yeah, no, I want to come down there. I listen to the Maryland show a lot, man. It's you got a fun show.
You got a lot of guys, you know, I hear y'all, and the Four Horsemen, it's the Four Horsemen, right?
Yeah, we got actually five of us. It's five of us. The Four Horsemen is actually five of us.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think they're going to the horsemen now.
I think it's just going to be the horsemen. But, yeah, we go down south all the time, too. I just haven't took – I took my Chevelle down south, but one time, and I haven't had a chance to take it back, like I said, because I heard it last year, and then I just brought it out for a little bit this year. Hurt, but like I said, Nas down. I'm waiting to put some pistons in it and put it back together. I'm going to put this Mustang, but as soon as this Mustang gets up and running and tested, I'll be down south. I mean, Cut calls me all the time for all them little small to go to Bowman and Dunn Benson and Fayetteville and all. So as soon as that car gets tested, we're going to be down south. We're coming down there. I love to travel down there. I have a ball down there with them boys.
Now let me ask you, because you know, I'm used to just running down in the court out the door. You know, that's what I grew up on out here in Chicago. They just started running the eighth, you know, not too long. As a matter of fact, some of the tracks, they will have an eighth-mile race, but it's not common, you know, down here, you know. But right now, like up in Milan and 131 and 41, you know, they'll run out the back door and they're running in the eighth up in Milan and those good trucks up there. So you run me out the door? Well, I mean, I'll try the 8th mile. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, most time all I do is 8th mile race, but when I get this Mustang together, I'm going to set it up to go out the back door. I can't really say that right now until I test it. Well, yeah, it's a possibility. I like to run 8th mile just because it's not as hard on a car, and, you know, it's easy to get it tuned in and stuff like that. But, I mean, if we have to, I don't like to run the quarter, but I will. This car here is a whole lot safer than my Chevelle. My Chevelle was basically just a bone stock street car with a 6-point cage in it. It ain't nothing crazy. And I just wanted something, you know, it did run pretty good for what it was, but I didn't want to run that thing out the back door, something via record or something, tear it all up. I've had it since I was 16 years old.
Wow.
I hate to mess it up.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just telling this brother here, that I bought a car the year I was born. And I always said I wanted a car to y'all's boy. It didn't matter what car it was. And one of my brothers that, you know, he was a little older than me. And he, you know, kind of got us in the races and stuff like that. But he died a couple years ago. And the car was in somebody else's hand. And they wanted too much money for it. And the car finally got in his hands. And, you know, God rest his soul, he passed away about 4 or 5 years ago. And I was able to get the car from the family. So. We got a lot of tribute with this car that for sure will be able to run with the Mustang. So, you know, I ain't going to have no problem trying to run an 8. That's going to be something I might have to do anyway. You go down south, and when you go to somebody's track, you got to do what they do. You know, and beg to get what you got. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
you know,
if you go down south, like 95% of that is all 8-mile races.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Smooth Criminal, I just was thinking about something. You all motor, right?
Yeah, this one is gonna be all motor,
Kenny Beecham and them in his camp, they got a back half Camaro motor.
Yeah, all
okay.
Motor. It's all motor, big block.
All motor.
Back half 69 Camaro. That's that Buddy Lewis got an all motor car.
Well, what kind of tire run on?
A 10.5, not a W. A 10.5.
It ain't gonna matter. I might have to run with a W on mine. I hope ain't nobody gonna run from that. It ain't that big of a tire. I heard Tony Bynes say yesterday, if you look at the two tires, ain't that big of a distance. Like he said, an eighth of a width from a 10.5 to a W. I don't know what we gonna put on the car. We got 28s on the car. Those 28s been on there about 2 years. They about to go. We ain't gonna use them. We gonna buy us a set of 29s and put on there and test the car, see how it works. You know, it's a new motor, so we don't know what it's going to do. I know what it did with a small block with 28, but now we switch it to a bigger motor, bigger power, and everything at that. And right now, ain't no cage in the car. I didn't really want to put no cage in the car because the car was given to me. I thought I'd be able to turn it back to what it was. But, you know, if it's fast enough like I think it's going to be, we're going to put a cage in anyway just out of safety. So, listen, I don't care whether it's – If the car runs like it's supposed to, I don't think I'm going to really matter, except, you know, if I really see I can't mess with you, I'm going to stand down. So I ain't afraid to do that either.
But we'll be looking forward to when you get that thing together. I should be together. Hopefully, I'll be together by the end of October.
Hey, Kenny.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Kenny, he said that ain't real easy, didn't he? Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
He said that in like a cold-blooded professional. He said, look, man, I ain't afraid of back then.
Hey, Chicago.
What's your name, Chicago?
They call me the smooth criminal, man.
Yeah, you earned your name just now. Hey, he did that real smooth.
Hey, George, you might have done this before once or twice. What do you think?
Just a couple times.
I gotta ask the question, man. How long have you been in this grudge thing? Because, man, I remember now. See, I'm younger than the rest of the guys on here, but as long as I remember, you've been grudge racing for a long time, bro. How long is that?
No, you're talking to me. Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've been around the game a long time, but it wasn't until about say 2000. That my boy, the one that I told you passed away and stuff, you know, what till then that they nudged me to buy a car. You know you want one. Just go ahead and get one. We'll help you do that, do this. So that's what I've been doing since then. So, you know, I ain't really made no big name for myself. You know, I did get in the game, doing some class racing and stuff like that. But, you know, the grudge game about 4 years ago got real interested. And, you know, we just been doing that around here. So, you know, not long, but I know the game a little bit.
Yeah, because my boy, I know, hey, my boy Gunnett Picks from out that way, they be telling me, they was like, yeah, Smooth Criminal making that comeback. I say, oh, Lord, he making a comeback.
we're going to be doing something, man. That's why, you know, listen, we got to have something for the right tone and then something for that other tone. We want to do all that, and we just got to take our time doing it. Well, we're going to try to debut the Malibu. Hopefully, we should get the motor back in November. Hopefully, if everything, like I said, I sent the piece out to one of the guys out in California who did my head and stuff like that, and I'm waiting on him to send me back this little manifold in this new camp. So, hopefully,
okay,
like I said, this year.
Okay, I was about to say, that Kenny Beecham and the Horsemen are throwing a – hey, where is it, Kenny? It's going to be a Fayetteville October.
No, it's going to be earlier than that, but it's going to be September 28th at Fayetteville. Like I said, he probably won't be ready, but we're going to be coming. We might do another show after September. We just don't know. We've got to maybe have one in the works for maybe November. It just depends on when it gets too late. We get people down there. Maybe we'll try to do something in October, but I know we're going to Florida. We're going to go to Florida in December for Baldy's race. I think he's going to have it in Orlando this year. Last year was Bradenton. This year we're going. So we'll probably go to Baldy's race, and I might take that Mustang down there instead of taking my Camaro.
Hey, Kenny, I got a question for you before I get off the line. Kenny.
Go ahead, George.
Hey, I got a quick question for you before I get off. Hey, what's up with the first race? Is that still going on or what?
On the 28th in Fayetteville?
No, the first y'all race, the first down Colonial Beach. What's up with that?
Well, I haven't called Larry T yet, but I talked to the guys at Colonial Beach last Friday when I went down there, and they said that Larry had canceled the race. That was a collaboration of us, the Horsemen, and Larry T, and they said it's because of all the shows going on at that time. Yellow Bullet and all that stuff. So it was on the weekend. So, well, I don't think he's going to do it on the first. We're going to be down there Saturday, George. Going to be some right much action down there this coming up Saturday. I'm sorry, next Saturday on the 31st down at the beach. It's going to be Dean's race, but I'll be down there running J.C. Richardson, and the total pot is for $5,000. We both putting up $2,000 apiece, and Track's putting up $1,000, so we're running for $5,000.
Okay, another question. Well, you know, I got a spot. I got a five-car field at Quartermaster's race. So if you can, that's the first.
Okay, where is it going to be at, George Capital?
You know, it's going to be at Buzz Creek.
Okay.
That's why I'm gonna try this new Cruz thing out. I was trying to form myself, and I think it's gonna be really good. I like for you if you're not doing enough, or come through and see. You know, it's actually a gambler. It's actually a good grudge, clean grudge race where two people actually get a by run. It's a good gamble. It's a good gambler grudge race. And I'm just starting. I'm gonna be trying to do it every Friday of Capital. So I'm going to try to start this out. It's a different breed of grudge racing, but it's actually good, clean grudge racing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to call you if Larry don't, I'm pretty sure he's not going to have it, but I'll call him and verify that, and then I'll ride down there and do a little support for the show.
Okay, well, what I'm doing, I'm going to get off the line. Chicago, man, it was nice talking to you, man.
Without a doubt, man, without a doubt.
Kenny, Big George, he's trying to move on up. Kenny put me on top for about a month, so I guess after I beat him again, I go clean on top again. So maybe I get a chance. Hey, Chicago.
Yes, sir.
You sound like a good, smooth operator, so I guess I'll be tipping you, too, as long as you agree to you don't have no problem with back and forth.
Hey, like I said, I'm sitting back listening to my prey, man. That's all I can do. You know, I got to sit back.
But one thing about that, you keep it real. I mean, you're not ashamed. But, I mean, me, myself, Kenny Beach, there's a lot more guys. I mean, when you can't win, you can't win. But jokers like us, we don't believe in it, so we still try. We don't take that word we can't do.
But listen. Sometimes, you know, sometimes Mama said you got to know when to go home, man. You just got to know when to go home. Ain't nothing wrong with going home early, man. You know, sometimes the brothers that stayed out too late, they got in trouble, man. I found out a long time ago. Ain't nothing wrong with going home.
All right, watch well, Kenny. I'm gonna give you a call tomorrow, man, and find out more of what's going on for the first. All right.
Yeah, call me tomorrow, George. I'll try to call Larry by lunch. Give me a call after lunch tomorrow. I'll call Larry tomorrow. See what's going on.
All right, everybody on the network, man. Big George.
Big George.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah,
Larry?
I see we got Tricky Ricky in here tonight too.
Yeah, Tricky Ricky. It sounds good
that all of y'all still on here and carrying it on. That's all right.
Hey, Rick, you
feel
that
look,
trail tomorrow?
You gave me a chance, and I told you I was going to go with it, man.
Rick,
you still got
trail
tomorrow?
That's all we can do. Styles never got back to me, George, and I found out Kenny was on, I was on the DRF call last night that my steering shaft on my car is messed up, and I had to call around and price some stuff today, and I was with the family after work today, so I didn't get to go down there and take it off to take it to the shop. But he never got back to me, so no.
All right, well, you'll be down in Capital tomorrow once.
Yeah, I'll be there. I won't be there with the car, but I'll be there.
Okay, I'll see y'all now.
Yeah. All right, then.
Hey, so
all right, George.
What race is Styles trying to get with you, Rick?
Man, I told the guy I give him the back tie. He said he wasn't gonna run me or whatever. And then he came up with he'll take the race and lock in the pot of $1,500. And I told him, all right, that was cool. That was no problem. You know, we'll lock the money in the following Friday. Was I said I'll run him next week. When the conversation came about, and it was like, nah, we gonna run. This was like Thursday of last week. Nah, the race tomorrow or nothing. Like, come on, man, where the hell you get that kind of shit from? I mean, when I told him, I said next Friday we locked the money in the tower with Bradshaw, and then he come up and saying, nah, we gotta run tomorrow, which, you know, would be Friday, and lock the whole pot in and all that. Guy got too many games with him, but I mean, if he want to not play the games and want to lock in, and if he want to do it next week, I have my car fixed by then. We can do it then. I give him the back tie. We run head up. I don't give a fuck what it is. I just want the dude to beside me.
Okay.
stop running his mouth and run his car.
That's, hey, look, I got to ask you something else. I got some people on the site. How much of those shirts, you got people making those shirts, or how much of those shirts go?
Well, no, actually, I picked that shirt up from Capital last Saturday when they had the promos there. If you'd like to buy the shirt, you can go to the website. It's called resolutionracing.com. So resolution, you know, just like your TV resolution, resolutionracing.com. And
hey,
then go to appear.
Yes, sir.
Hey, ask Ricky what the shirt says.
Well, that's what I was about to ask him. I thought he kept going. I think he was going to say it. What does it say, Rick?
It says, run your car and not your mouth. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
So, I'm going to have the shirt on. Every time I go to the track, for all those that want to keep running their damn mouths and not running their car, so if you ain't trying to run your car, don't run your mouth to me.
There you go.
Bug, boys, and Rick, I said I got an early night tonight. I mean, early morning tomorrow, so I'm going to get off here. Good talking to y'all. Bug, glad you took over the show for Rick. Give Rick a helping hand, and so we got a little place to come on here and talk a little trash. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, you always got a spot for the horsemen, man. You just got to watch out for those You gotta watch out for those smooth operators, like Big George said.
That's right. But we always ready to entertain, so we're gonna do something. But y'all have a good night, and I'll try to get the rest of the boys on next week.
Good talking to you, brother.
All right, boys.
Ain't nobody chimed in tonight. I don't know. I ain't got an update on the race between Tony and Realtree yet. I'm still waiting for an outcome.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to do that live or something. I think on Dog Show or something. I think he said he was going to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, because I talked to Gunnett about 5:30, and he was like, man, I'm thinking about going to the track tonight. I said, man, what's going on tonight? He's like, Tony won Realtree tonight, head up. And I'm going to tell you, man, everybody, don't get me wrong, I like Tony. But the thing is, the way Realtree's car been running right now, I'm going to tell you, I'm kind of siding with that white G-body right now.
Look, I heard Tony the other day. I was listening to one of the shows on the computer. I backtracked it because I didn't get on Dog Show. But Tony got on and said that, you know, he got old boy in his head. You know, so, you know, they go to sleep thinking about him. That's what Tony said. You know, he sound like Muhammad Ali a lot when he be talking. And when he wants you, he going to talk a lot of junk to get you, man. You know, he sound just like Muhammad Ali, man, when he want to try to run you. They don't really want to know nothing. We ain't got the test. He said, we ain't got to test the car. We never been out of track to test the car. The car is going to do what it's going to do. Yeah, bro. He said, all y'all boys go out and test the car.
Hey, I'll tell you what I want to ask you, Smooth Criminal. I've been hearing a lot about who is Gazillionaire?
You know what? I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is. But we didn't hear a lot about him, too, so I don't know who he is. We're trying to find.
Because from what I'm hearing, and, you know, this is just from what, you know, what's going through the grudge world, is that he basically is calling out Cold Killer, but Cold Killer won't answer the call out. So I'm guessing that Gazillionaire got a G-body.
I'm guessing he is. There's a possibility Cold Killer ain't going to run him because he probably don't know the car.
Yeah,
you know, he probably ain't been in the same place the car ran. You know, I think a lot of these boys be doing that because they talk about Donye up here in Chicago. And even though he whooped everybody up in Michigan, got him running scared, you know, boys out south, you know, they beat him before he got his car tested and tuned in. I think his car is tuned in just where he wants it right now. I don't really see nobody kicking his butt. But I sure like to see the race to try, though. I definitely love to see
that.
You know.
Yeah.
He was up at Maryland. Y'all saw him. You know, y'all saw him. And I'm kind of, you know, trying, like I said, I'm trying to figure out why it's like both of them, like Whit said he had good things. He said, why both of them ain't run each other. And they was down there. I don't think, you know, if they thinking they the baddest, they supposed to take care of that. He's still going to get his money no matter what. The minute you get on top, when Tony Byers got on top, wasn't nobody running from him. Nobody ran from him.
I don't know why that race didn't take place, but from what I heard, they tried to get that race to take off, and both of them came to the same agreement that whoever won that race would have the hardest time getting another race. That's basically what it came to.
Well, that sounds silly.
What are you talking about, when Tony Byers and Donye was here in Maryland?
No, we're talking about
when Donye was there at that last race, Custom T did, and him and Cold Killer were there at the same time, but neither one of them wanted to race each other.
Right. They came up with excuses. I just don't understand that, because I look at it like this. If Cold Killer had to beat Donye, Donye going to get more action because he got beat. For them boys who already beat Cold Killer, they would have called his ass out. If Donye had won, Cold Killer going to get some more call-outs, and Donye going to get some call-outs. Because if you look at it like this, if either one of them race, if you say you're going to whoever wins, y'all ain't racing now. Who y'all racing now? That's Big Boy. Who y'all racing now?
I doubt it for the simple fact that just because you got those three or four guys, you got Cold Killer, you got Donye, you got Real Tree, and you got Tony Byers. Those four people name kind of ring a bell.
Yeah.
And really nobody else is really trying to do nothing. I don't know what happened to Goldie. Partner. Oh, yeah, good night. I don't know what happened to Goldie and Sid and them. I don't think Gigantor can fool with them right now. Not 100% sure about that.
Right.
I had my issues and couldn't make it. But I still want to run Donye. I don't think Donye can get by me. So right now I'm from Missouri and he got to show me. So I got to lose my money for him to prove that he can beat me.
Well, the question is though, will he run you though?
Will he run me?
Yeah, will he come up with an excuse to say, you know,
oh,
I got
it? No, it wasn't an excuse on Don. Well, let me take that back. I will say there was an excuse because he said on the show that he wouldn't run me because I showed my times when we had already, you know, kind of discussed and had this thrashing out that we were going to race.
Right.
And then now when we get here, that day when he said that on the show, now I posted something on Facebook, and then he was like, don't bet on that. So it was another guy named James who was asking him, was he going to run me? And he would never answer the question. So when you say on air that you're not going to run someone because of whatever reason, and then somebody posts something on the internet and constantly asks you, are you going to race somebody, and you never answer, that basically tells that person that you was going to race that the race not going to happen. Regardless of what you say afterwards, at that moment in time, that means you ain't racing.
Yep.
So when he came here, then when he got on the show after the race, you know, that following Thursday, it was, oh, I was scared. I didn't want to show up and this and this. You know, I had a lot of problems. But, I could have came. But, you know, when you have problems, you're trying to make it to a race and shit happening, you get frustrated and just say, fuck everything. And that's basically what I did. I didn't even want to come to the track. So I didn't show up. But had I been there, you know, then I get there and then you say, oh, well, we ain't going to run because you showed your time. Or you do what he did with the Hatton boys and bullshit around all night, all day, and then wait till 11:30 at night to want to race.
Mm-hmm.
That's not racing.
No, that ain't racing. That's the only thing I hate about the Kentucky game and the fact that it's getting popular, because right now Tony Byers is supposed to be connected with some kind of show that's going to be on TV. And he, not Tony Byers, but the boss man of Grudging.
Jay Bonds?
Yeah, Jay Bonds has said on his Monday show that they gonna have a big race where a TV show gonna be there. It's gonna be a new Christensen show, but they gonna advertise some Grudge racing. And he said, if you're not gonna Grudge, don't come on the show. He said, but we're looking for Grudge races, you know, to put back on the show. So, you know, this Grudge race is about to get nationwide TV. And you know, all of this playing around, waiting to the last moment, come on, man. It's getting real serious now.
A lot of that is stalling because some dudes don't want to race. Or, you know, you say y'all, there hasn't been an incidents where people set up a race, they have a problem, and the catch be that they didn't have a locked-in time when they'd be in the lanes. So the dude that end up with the problem, bullshit, till they get to a point where the race can't happen, and then nobody gets their money, nobody races.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, well,
is it fair game? No, but them the kind of games that people play that's in the grudge world.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing that I don't like about it is whoever travels that far, man, so it's a lot to travel, man. It's like me. I drive a truck, man. I get a chance to come home on a Thursday and Friday. You know, if I decide to go somewhere, you know, 800-700 miles, I got to know it's going to take me 13-14 hours when you're pulling the trailer. It's going to be a little bit more just to get somewhere. I don't want to come nowhere and not get no race. I'm going to race somebody.
Right.
You know, I'm going to race somebody. I would hope I would want to race somebody. It'd be a shame when you come down and they don't race. You know?
And that's basically what happened here at the last Larry T race, where Don Yates supposedly had a locked-in race with Derek Bonds and the Kryptonite truck.
Mm-hmm.
Gunner Pick made up the fly and all that shit. They was racing. The race was locked in for 6 o'clock. That shit didn't happen.
Yeah.
Don didn't race anybody here on Larry T race. You know what I mean? He didn't want to run the Hatton boys with the Black Plague Vega early. The race with him and Derek Bonds didn't take place. He said he wasn't going to run me. So basically you rolled all the way over here and didn't do shit.
Exactly.
And see, the thing is, I'm going to tell you what killed that criminal. The thing that killed it is Derek, like I told you, Derek took that race. Derek came to me. Derek said, you want to know what? If Donye won it tonight, he got it. And he came straight to me. He said, man, look, he probably got the faster piece. He said, I'm probably taking a race I can't win. But he said, I ain't scared of it. He done came all this way, and he said he want to run. I'll do it. But this is what killed it. Derek go up there, and the boys from Coop Performance called him out. Well, the thing is, Derek goes up there and make a clean hit, knock off Coop Performance, and goes right back over to the Donye camp, and they said, oh, no, I don't think we can do that. I'm like,
don't matter. The race are already locked in.
But see, that's why.
But see, that's what happens when you don't have no money locked up on the race. See, if it was money, then he just had to pay the punk out. But they both agreed that the race would take place by 6 o'clock. There wasn't no stip that Derek couldn't run nobody else or had to be on the trail or anything like that. So regardless of what Derek did, the race was still supposed to take place. Don A just,
you're right.
Bullshitting.
Right.
But,
well, you know, like I say, I you know, a lot of that's just too much games, man. He came all the way down there basically just to eat instead of run.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could have ate on the way coming up here and coming back. You know, that's basically what it was. I don't know, man. You know, Donye, like I said, to me, you know, I like him. I've seen him up in Chicago. You know, I don't know him personally. I just know his car. And, you know, I like his car, you know. And a lot of these drug racers, I like all of them, man. But sometimes I think they when they see you make a hit, they see you take somebody else off that they think they can beat. Instead of them trying, they'll come up with excuses that the car broke, we took a shakedown, and that was it. I'm like, come on, man. You know, I hear a lot of that on the radio, you know, when you watch some other shows. And to me, it just seems like you go out there to make your hit just to say your car ain't going to work. And at least they can't say we ain't tried, you know. Can't nobody tell whether our car is broke or not, you know, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see
Tony been getting knocked off quite often with that backdoor Jody vet, though.
Oh, he always do when he come down here. One of them cars, look, the brothers that go down there and travel, a lot of them ain't as fast as some of the brothers that don't travel. So, you know, when Tony Byers come down here and his crew, man, that just Chicago love that. Chicago love Tony Byers. They watch them. They see him, you know, on YouTube and everything else, and hearing him talk jazz. Like, they like to talk jazzy up here. So when he come up here, they really try to, you know, put something on his butt. And I was assuming that that's the same thing was going to happen to Donnie down there because his name was so tough and Monster talk about him and stuff like that. He should have ran somebody when he came down there. That would have made him more popular than anything, man. You know, that would have made him more popular.
Yeah, he should
have
ran me.
Yeah, he should have ran somebody.
That said about he not going to run the car with the show of time. But
yeah,
I'm gonna tell y'all what screwed that for him. He said on the show that somebody here told him what I had been doing with the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that I hadn't been out with the car in a while and put no time on the car. I class race. That's what I do first. I class race. I will grudge race, but I class race.
Right.
So, and I told him, I said, well, that's what the fuck you get for listening to somebody telling you some shit from here. Because I was just out a month and a half ago with the same car class racing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, you know, you're trying to get a leg up on some shit in somebody else's backyard and somebody feeding you some bullshit. You can't do that. If you're going to race, you're going to race. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But you're basically saying that you want to race somebody because you either seen their car and you feel as though you can beat what you saw, or you feel that damn confident about your shit that they can't fuck with free. I like to run Tony. I don't know if I can fuck with what's his name, but I try.
Right.
His car, Pole Killer, that Regal looks pretty impressive. I've seen quite a few videos of it, a couple of different ways, and it. I know they got a hog in it. That much I do know, but
mm-hmm.
I try.
I got to give him credit. The reason I know that the car run good is, I'm going to tell you, when he ran Tony, now tooting good on the tree. I will say that. Tooting is pretty good on the tree. But when the more and more I look at that video, Tony left on him. And when they got mid-track, that damn Regal was coming around him like he was sitting still.
And that's the same thing that happened with Tony down here with that Mustang.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, though, that Mustang right there, I done been watching that Mustang. I told Gunnett when he hit me up, I was like, man, what just happened? He said, man, Tony ran Turbo GT. And I'm like, for real? I was like, how bad was it? He was like, man, he was like, Tony left, and that was the only thing that was about as far as he got out when he left. He said after that about mid-track, that Turbo kicked in, and that was all he could see.
That's it.
Well, he said Turbo GT left first. From everybody I heard from. He said, that's how the race stayed. What little bit Turbo GT took out the gate, that's where the race stayed at.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, Tony came out the gate. It didn't look like Tony came out the gate to me. And the boy just ran around. Tony thought he had him, and that was it. It was a done deal.
Yeah.
It was a done deal.
I'm going to tell you, it looked good. Like, when they left, I said, damn, Tony got it. And then when they got down that track, when I saw that boost start kicking in, I said, that's it.
Hey, well, I'll tell y'all something to look at on with Old Killer Car. Look at just about all the races that they got on YouTube with Cold Killer Car and him racing somebody and see how many of them videos you see where that car got a flame out the exhaust. It ain't but maybe two runs that I saw where that car kicked the flame out, and all the runs he didn't beat who he was racing.
with no flames out.
Wow. Yeah, I gotta agree with you on that, because I was the race he now see the race he beat who he beat he beat somebody, and you're right, because there was no flame out the side, and I'm kind of like, did he run it on motor or what? Because I mean, he right. I mean, now when he ran Tony, I don't think I seen him the flame get when he hit mid track. That's when she started picking up. But there has been a couple passes that car has made where you don't see no candles lit.
As a matter of fact, if you look at that promo video he got up for that race he's on, most of them on there. And one of them, you don't see the flames come on probably till about 400 feet.
Yeah,
over at 650.
So I can guarantee you, like you said, he got a plug in there.
Well, I think, like I said before, I think that I like Cole Killer's car. It's going to be a good race. It would have been a darn good race for them just to go. They had the perfect setting, man. Somebody's going to have the glory. Somebody's going to have the left fame. You know, but when it's all said and done, I think the person who would have lost that round, they was going to get some action from a lot of people. That's for sure, because you got the Western boys down in Florida. They beat Donnie down at Rockingham, right?
Yeah.
He got beat by Witt. So, you know,
you
him and Witt talking. Yeah, my big low. So him and Witt talking mess. So I would have looked. I don't see why he wouldn't have got no hit, because they saying that Learn Tree, that car there is supposed to be the fastest car out of everybody.
Who you talking about?
Real Tree. They say that car's supposed to be faster than all of them.
And see, that's what I'm hearing. See, people quick, like when I posted today, I posted, hey, Real Tree versus Tony tonight. First response I get, Tony. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Then the second response, Tony. Then Tony. The thing is, I think, don't get me wrong, the last time they ever raced was on, like, the G-Body shootout, and he beat Real Tree, but he gated
right.
him. But, I mean,
right.
like you said, I think Real Tree got the faster car, but the thing is, every time they ran in a G-Body event, Tony always gated.
But you see, and then on the flip side of that, you got to understand, Tony got a lot of fans just because of how he raced and, you know, as much racing as he do. A lot of people like that shit. So
yeah.
it's like, and a lot of people ask, Tony can't do no wrong regardless of what it is. He's never going to lose nothing. Oh, dang, that wasn't shit. You know what I mean? And
right.
you can't do nothing but accept it. There's nothing wrong with that. But as you said, you know, Real Tree probably does have the faster car now that they got the car figured out. It's just a hit or miss thing. And I mean, if you're getting hit on the tree, a lot of times you're not gonna come back from getting hit on the tree. That's true. You know, I've beaten cars that were faster than me because I bust them on the tree.
Right. Well,
and I had
to say. Huh? They say that the brother that folds, I think his name is Lil Rick. I think that's his name, the one that folds the owner to drive the car. But somebody else supposedly driving the car this time. But the dude that in the G-Body shootouts that he raced, that Tony was talking about, that he's in his head, that he can't beat him no matter what. Yeah, he got the fast car, but he can't beat him because that's why I say he sounds like Muhammad Ali, because he told the man straight out, you get in the car, you ain't going to never win.
What car
you
was
know?
It? I know,
that,
I've heard the name Lil Rick, but what car was that?
The real Tree car. That I think that the car he spoke on, Lil Rick.
Whenever he
drive against Tony, you know, whenever he drive against Tony, he said he got him in his head. He said he already beat. He go to sleep thinking about me the next night, the night before we race.
Now, I thought Lil Rick owned the Orange 69 Camaro.
Right. I don't know if he owned that one or he owned the Realtree one. I know when Tony was talking about it Monday, he was talking about racing them. I think there was about to be this race. But he says another person racing this car, racing that car. I don't, it's supposed to be another dude racing the Realtree car.
I think the Monte Carlo belonged to Realtree.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. I talk to Realtree every now and then. And from my understanding, that Monte Carlo belongs to him. Little Rick owns or drives the that orange 69 Camaro. I think it has purple rally stripes on it.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah, I know which guy. Yeah, okay. So that's who he's talking about, that guy.
But Realtree got doo-doo driving the Monte Carlo for him.
Oh, okay. Well, see, then there you go. There you go. And like you say, see, Tony's popular everywhere. Like when Tony comes to Chicago, I think all the people want to come down there just to see Tony, man, because he, you know, they listen to him talk on the videos. I mean, when he first came out, he's real jazzy at the mouth and kicking ass and taking names. So, you know,
I saw a race the other day, and I think it was in your backyard, Criminal. I think it was Street King versus Regulator Race.
What was that, 131?
I think it might have been.
So was that 131?
The Street King got a Regal now, right? Is it a Regal or a Buick, or what has he got now?
It's a Buick. I think it's a Buick.
Yeah, he had a, it's a soft top, too, soft top Buick. And him and the boys from Regulator Racing ran head up with that black coupe they got, and it looked pretty bad.
Boy, I'm gonna have to look on that one. Like I said, I ain't been a chance to get out south and out to another race. But I came in Saturday. I didn't get a chance to run out the Miler because I really wanted to go see that. And I just got caught doing some stuff around the house. You know, I got a 9-year-old, so whenever I come, he'd be all over me like white on rice.
Oh yeah, I hear that.
I gotta give him some time.
Did y'all cover the race that they're trying to do up there? I think it's on 131, the 29-inch tire shootout or something.
I was just talking about next week. George, aka Slouch, gonna get on next week, and I've been trying to help him. But the thing is, this is the dilemma. Everybody from VA, Carolina, and this area wants to go to South Carolina on that same day.
Okay.
And see, that's what's the problem.
Yeah.
And see, I done talked to a few people, and they like, man, I wanna go to Detroit, but they doing something in South Carolina. So, and from what I heard, Game Over supposed to be running somebody for a couple thousand. So, it looked like a lot of people gonna go to South Carolina.
Okay. And that's the deal with the races, though. You know, everybody's going to be split up going somewhere. Go ahead.
And this is another thing. On the 31st, next week, William Brown has something at Dinwiddie. And
yeah,
then,
you, give me a
you know, huh?
Jeez. Now I'm talking to somebody.
And see,
sorry about that.
William Brown has one at Dinwiddie. And then the Four Horsemen have one at Colonial Beach. So there you go again. And, I mean, it's not that they did that on purpose. It's just the way scheduling goes. And, I mean, it's going to be, you know, I would like to be at both of them, but I really can't. But the thing is, you know, William Brown already told me that, I mean, he's supposed to have some heavy hitters from out of banks. Out of the, you know, North Carolina, everywhere. But at the same time, I want to see J.C. Richardson and Kenny Beecham run for $5,000. So, you know, it's a toss-up.
Hey, that $5,000 sounds interesting. If I had my choice, I'd be going to see that. Because that's too much. That's $5,000. That's a lot of hype. That's a lot of cash rolling around somebody's hand. So, that's going to be a good race.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, the last time they raced, I guess they were still, you know, it was still the Horsemen, but, you know, it's a lot of bad blood between that right now.
And that's the whole reason why I'd like to go see that.
You ain't never honestly really think that shit was that way, did you really?
Well, see, that's the thing. I was going to ask you, I mean, is that, how is that? Because, you know, I got a mixed signal of somebody saying that, you know, this isn't really what everybody thinks. But then I got somebody to call me and was like,
It never was what it was put out there and portrayed to be. But because Pete is friends with JC and sided more so with JC than the other people he was in the group with, or when he was dealing with JC, and because he was a horseman, it was like, you know, how do you want to call that? Like, just an extension of me. You know what I'm saying? So they tried to include JC as being the horseman, but he wasn't, just because Pete was dealing with him. But, you know.
Okay. All right. Well,
Their internal issues continued on, and shit started to break down further and further and further. And, you know, it just ended up the way that it was. Man, would you
and
get
see,
the fuck out of the road?
And see that, you know, I don't know how you feel about them with it, Tricky Ricky, but the reason I got people asking me to help do a shootout at Dinwiddie, but I don't know about you, man. You know, I work with kids other than Grudge Race. And every time I go to ladies' night, all you see, and this is, it kills me, there's no Grudge Racing going on. They got to make the event, the last event, to make the event, Kenny and JC had to run. They made them run just to make an event. And that's when they was tight. So, you know, the thing is, that's almost like, say if you and Smooth Criminal, y'all best friends, and they say, hey, look, the track is garbage tonight. I'm going to have to get you and Criminal to run for some, just, I'm going to post the money, y'all just run. That's
That wouldn't be the first time, but they also done that down in Colonial Beach on one of their shows. And wasn't much going on, and just to make some action and make it seem like some shit was happening, them two raced each other at Colonial Beach. My personal opinion with VMP is, I've been shit on more than once, twice there actually for racing, and once trying to get my car certified there. So I'm not particular to VMP. My problem with VMP is, on a Friday night, it's too far for me to travel for people who claim they got pulled with the track that can get shit off, who can't get shit off. Now, I've been there twice to run somebody, and the race didn't happen because they closed the staging lanes or cut racing off at 10:30 or between 10:30 and 10:45 when the track ain't supposed to stop until 11 o'clock.
Wow.
That's my gripe with VMP. So until somebody can change that, I can't go there, at least not on a Friday night. But if
right.
you want me there, pay me. I'll come.
Right.
It may sound wrong and it may sound fucked up, but just because of my experience there, I can't do it unless you're paying me for my time, because basically I feel like I'm wasting my time. So what I try to give people an example of.
Look, I think we got 10 seconds left, but, hey, it was, I think the show went great. Good to meet you, Criminal. Good that you came out, Rick. Hello?
Yeah, hey, listen. It's good talking to you. I'm going to be back on the show, man. You know, I listen, like I said, I listen in all the time. So I'll chime in to support your show. And hopefully I can get my car ready enough. Like I said, we'll travel down there. I get to see y'all boys all the time and stuff like that. That'll be good. I got family down in Virginia, but y'all not that close to the beach, though, Virginia Beach, Hampton, all that area, right?
Well, hey.
No, we're going to wait.
Your family is in Virginia Beach area?
Yeah, they're in Hampton and Newport News.
Well, let me tell you this. I got some, like I said, I got a promoter down that way, and they got Outer Banks. Now, I fuck with Outer Banks more than I fuck with Dinwiddie. But if you ever down there, you know, I mean, if you know when you're going to come or something, then, like I said, Brock, my boy Brock, he'll call me because he did something not too long ago. And, I mean, the thing about that track is different. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Maryland is the baddest hooking track around. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's not really made for grudge racers, if you feel what I'm saying.
Right.
Who are you talking about,
because
the creek?
The creek. The thing is, you know, they got a curfew, and then you always trying to do this and do that. And then, but the thing is, one thing I will say, they clean up quick. Clean up is quick and everything, but the thing is, they don't really, you know, they basically make their living off of class races. And that's
okay.
How it is. But the thing is, I'm going to tell you, when you do get something there, it's the best hooking track around.
What about that track in Delaware? Ain't there a track in Delaware? Y'all go up that way.
I've been hearing about that track. And I also, I'm going to tell you something else. If you know anybody, I don't know if it's been sold yet, but I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of racing go on in Carolina, but Dunn Benson is up for sale.
Hmm.
It's similar. The track is similar to Fayetteville. Basically the same track.
Wow. For sure we're going to be in contact. For sure I'm trying to rush and do something to get this thing running because I want to just be able to travel and meet some of the guys on the reel and have some fun with this car. It's been 3 years since I've been racing, so I'm edging, man. I'm thirsty. Thirsty for some action. That's a show. So it was good talking to y'all.
Call in next week because, like I said, George, well, a.k.a. Slouch, going to call in. And I got some people that want to get at him. And hopefully, you know, his show on the 31st down in Michigan, you know, be a success. I mean, I got about, you know, I couldn't get him, you know, the cars he wanted. But, I mean, I know of about 5 or 6 cars that want to go down there and take a shot at that $5,000 on the 28th, 29th. So, I mean, you know, hey, hopefully you'll call in next Thursday and we can hear a little action next week.
For sure. As a matter of fact, that'll be good. Hopefully, I'll be home. I should be home Thursday. I'm going to try to make it home Thursday to get down there. So, we'll see what happens. I'm going to call in.
Who's that for that?
That sound good to me.
All right, fellas. Ricky, nice talking to you, man.
All right, bro.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace out.